Nicole Wyatt, the Health Services Director for Home and Community Options, joining KWNO Radio. Nicole, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we wanted to go over just a brief background on what Home and Community Options is, what it does here in the Winona area. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, most certainly. So Home and Community Options, or HCO, is an agency that provides support and residential services for people with developmental disabilities within our community. And I really do stress that those support services are offered in our community. So people live their lives as independently as possible, while being safe, of course, but they live as independently as possible while developing life skills so they can just live their best possible life right here in Winona. We have different services as well.
And you've been with HCO only a short time, but I imagine it's a profession that you have a passion for.
It is. So I've been with HCO just about a year now, and I've been the health services director just since January. It's a new area of nursing for me, and it's one that I have fallen in love with. So it feels like I've come home in a way, and it's just a great, great place to work and to be part. I feel like I'm part of a family working at HCO.
What do you think drew you to that environment?
For me, there were a couple things. One of the things about HCO is that it is a place that really focuses on the fact that we all have differences, but we all belong and have gifts to offer to the community. So that we truly believe that for the individuals we serve, but we believe that for each other as well. So as we help the people in our community to live their best full life here, whether that's through lifelong learning and certain supports, we know that we support each other too in our lifelong learning and continued support to become the best possible people that we can be. So it's an agency culture that really drew me in, and that real belief in that everyone belongs and everyone has a place. And I'd like to speak to for just a moment what it means to me when I say everyone has a place. What I've seen as I've worked at HCO, and what continues to inspire me every day, is that we have an amazing staff. We have direct support professionals, what we call DSPs, that work day in and day out with the individuals that we provide services to. DSPs just do a wide range of things with people to help them to develop life skills. But what I see that inspires me so much is how they build relationships with individuals with disabilities within our agency. So, for example, we have people that are very limited in their verbal communication, very limited in their ability to express themselves in the way that you and I do. But through time and patience and observation, they offer support. They get to understand what makes a person tick. You think of being a person with a traumatic brain injury who used to speak as clearly as you and I do, and who now can speak words very slowly, maybe two words in 10 seconds, and how a DSP will, over time, learn to a combination of sign language and using different sound and different gestures so that person can communicate just as you and I are communicating right now, but in a limited verbal way. So those direct support professionals are brought in. They're provided lots of training, lots of support, but they are the people in our community that really make that day-to-day, hour-to-hour difference for those with disabilities, and they inspire me each and every day and uplift me. And if I'm having a day where I'm feeling a little down and out, they are the ones that I remember and they make me smile each and every day. So I'm very, very grateful for the staff at HCO.
Nurses who work in a hospital setting or a clinic setting obviously do amazing work, but that can be a real grind for people who work in that environment. Mm-hmm. Is working in an environment like this perhaps a little more fulfilling for somebody like you and for the nurses and the staff that work under you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can speak for myself, and it most certainly is. I have worked in a hospital before in various areas, whether it's medical surgical nursing or obstetrics, for example, and I really did enjoy my time with that. What I found when I transitioned to home care nursing, which was years ago, was that I got to be with clients in their homes over a period of time, and I could understand how their home environment and their daily lives impacted their health and their healthcare choices. And through education and support and prevention, could provide a way for them, let's say, to understand and live with a chronic disease in a way that worked well for them. And that translates into what I'm doing now at HCO as well. So I work with individuals and the staff that supports them in helping them to understand disability as far as medical concerns related to that or any chronic disease condition, as well as prevention. So it's really gratifying to work with people over a long period of time and feel like you make a difference.
The population you guys serve at HCO, obviously, some of them or most of them have unique challenges, and you're doing your best, like you said, to help them live their best life. But what are some of these unique challenges, and how do you and your staff approach your clients to make sure that they can thrive?
Oh, there's a number of things that we do, and we have a number of services that we offer. So in a residential setting where 24-hour care is provided, there's like an interdisciplinary team that really understands all the needs of an individual. So if somebody has a life goal, let's say, of learning to cook, but they first have to understand, we have to have some physical adaptation for that to happen, and they have to be comfortable with that physical adaptation. So that is something that we do in small steps. So that's a unique way to approach something that you and I do typically, where we don't maybe have some of those same challenges. In our Iverson Court area, where we have a 24-unit apartment building, those individuals there live extremely independently. They just need a bit of support, maybe with transportation logistics or understanding resources in the community. Then we have, for example, people in their early 20s that live with their families that have some disability, but they want to be out in the community more, understanding how to shop or develop some other life skills. So we have one-on-one staff with them that gets them out in the community and helps them build support so they can be independent in a certain area, such as riding public transportation or going to the YMCA. So it's really an individualized approach to each person and each person's disability, whether it's a disability that's been with the person for life, or let's say a disability to a traumatic brain injury from an accident. So we serve a wide range of people.
So very important, I think, to not have a one-size-fits-all model, right? Because that's just not going to work.
No, that's not. No, and that's not what HCO is. We really meet an individual where they're at with whatever challenge they're facing related to an intellectual, physical, or cognitive disability.
Some changes coming, I guess we could say, or some new initiatives that you guys are working on at HCO. Can you just speak about those a little bit and kind of what, you know, what might be coming new, how you guys are kind of changing and adapting for the population that you serve?
Oh, certainly. So part of my role as the Director of Health Services is to really look at the agency as a whole and like you said, see what needs need to be addressed and you know, how do we do that in a fresh way, or how do we transition care over the lifespan? So HCO has been around since the 1970s here in Winona, and many of the people that were came into our agency to receive support services are still with us. So they're aging, and one of the things that we're going to be doing is through some research that we've done, we're going to be implementing a fall prevention program. And that program has some different platforms in it. One of them comes directly from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and that focuses on an exercise program around making sure that people have good core strength, for example, to prevent falls. Also revolves around how to communicate with healthcare providers in order to best mitigate fall risk over time based on medications, let's say, or certain medical regimens that they might be involved in. So I'm taking tools from the CDC and the National Council on Aging and blending those. So they're very, very low cost, but shown to be evidence-based as being very effective. People with disabilities have the same issues as the general population. We all, as we age, increase our risk for falls. So how do we prevent that? And people with disabilities just have a greater risk. So we're really looking at what already exists and how we can incorporate that into the support that we offer for individuals. Another really exciting thing that's happened just this last semester, I worked with a Winona State student. So we do have an internship program for social work. It's been longstanding at HCO. So we have social work interns with us frequently, almost all the time, every semester. But for the first time ever, we've had an exercise science intern. So that intern came in, started working with our individuals in January. really researched their physical therapy regimens, really wanted to know what their exercise goals were and their fitness goals were, and then really, based on their ability, started to develop exercise routines and adapt that therapy a little bit in the home setting. And we've really seen some wonderful results from that, and individuals have loved that support. So that's an example of a really unique way we can make a significant impact that, again, is very low cost and non-pharmacologic to really improve the lives of the people that we serve.
No, yeah, that's fascinating. I mean, you know, physical health to help mental health. I mean, I think, you know, mm-hmm. we hear a lot about that, and that's just, I'm a big proponent of that. And I think that's advantageous for anybody, you know.
That's a great program
you guys are implementing. That's Nicole Wyatt. She is the Health Services Director for Home and Community Options here in Winona, HCO. Nicole, if people want to find out more about HCO, where can they go?
Oh, they can go to our website online. It's an amazing, amazing website. All of our information is posted there as far as our phone number and whatnot. They can reach out to me. They can just call our central office and ask for Nicole, and I'd be glad to speak with them at any time.
All right. Thank you for coming in, Nicole. That's Nicole Wyatt with HCO.